Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 6 o'clock. And today's Bible lesson is... God is knowledgeable. So what? Well, what does that mean? God is omniscient. And so we'll learn a little bit about God's knowledge today. We've learned quite a bit about God by taking our tour of the Creator clock. For example, we know that at 5 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is righteous. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says this: God the Father made the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God the Father in union with Him. Righteousness is an admission ticket to heaven, and you can have it as a free gift simply by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous, holy, sovereign God of the universe. At 6 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is omniscient, which means God is knowledgeable. God is omniscient means that God knows everything. He knows everything that is possible. He knows everything that is actual. He knows all events that will happen. In fact, God knows the past, God knows the present, and God knows the future. God is perfectly acquainted with every detail of what's going on in the universe for all time. And there never has been a time when he wasn't fully acquainted with everything that's going on in the universe. So what does that mean? God is omniscient, and that means God is knowledgeable. Now, the question of these lessons is, so what? For me, the so what of God being knowledgeable is that God knows me better than I know myself. God knows all of his creatures because he conceived us and he created us. And God knows everything about you, including all the things that you hide from others, the deep and hidden things. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22 says this: it is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Nothing about you ever escapes God's notice. Nothing about you can be hidden from God. Nothing about you is ever forgotten by God, except, of course, your sins. As far as the east is from the west, he will not remember your sins. And when you think about just how well God knows you, it may force you to say, as the psalmist did in Psalm 139, verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I can't even attain it. God's knowledge of you is perfect. He never makes a mistake concerning you. He never changes toward you. He never overlooks anything about you. You are always on God's radar screen. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 says this: there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have much to do. Psalm 139, verses 2 to 4 say this: you know when I sit down, and you know when I rise up. You understand my thoughts from afar. Psalm 139, 3, you scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Psalm 139, 4, even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. Now, isn't that the exact relationship that we seek with human beings? We want people in our lives to know us as well or better than we know ourselves. It's called intimacy. Well, God is intimate with you because God knows you. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 6 o'clock. God is omniscient, which means God is knowledgeable. And the so what, for me, is that God knows exactly what my day is going to be like today, even though I don't. And God loves me so much and so unconditionally that He has made a perfect provision for every step that I will take every day for all eternity. It doesn't get any better than that. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark. Isn't it already there?